Chapter 10. Edward's Wedding Present. It was the 3rd of May, 1857, and Molly was 15 years old. It was Edward's wedding day, and there was a lot of excitement in the master's house. Molly was very happy about the wedding.
"Edward and his bride have got a house in the city,"
she thought.
"Finally, that horrible man is leaving the plantation. I won't see Edward again."
After the wedding celebration, Jacob arrived at the cabin to see Molly.
"Wash and dress quickly,"
he said.
"You're coming with me to the house."
"Why?"
asked Molly.
"I don't work in the house. I work outside."
"You're leaving with Master Edward and his bride,"
Jacob replied.
"What do you mean?"
asked Molly, frightened.
"Why?"
"You're his wedding present from the master,"
replied Jacob. Molly was horrified.
"I am Edward's wedding present from the master,"
she exclaimed.
"I hate Edward. I won't go with him."
But she knew it was useless to say anything to the Smiths. Sarah and Ella cried. They hugged her and said goodbye. That was the last time Molly ever saw them. At first, Edward sent Molly to work in his kitchen. Edward's wife, Mrs. Dorothy Smith, was a quiet, kind woman, and she always spoke to Molly nicely. This made Edward angry.
"You're very nice to the slaves,"
he shouted at his wife.
"It's not good for them. We are their masters, and they mustn't forget it."
After that, his young wife rarely went downstairs to the kitchen, and Edward was the total master of the house.